Can you describe the sequence of events that happened this morning?
Sure. So this morning around 8:33, we received information from the CU Police Department that they had a call that came into their dispatch center of a person that said they were at Boulder High School with an AR-15 and pipe bombs, and that they were going to go in and start killing people in the school. On that 911 tape, or not 911, but on the phone call, they could also hear, the dispatcher heard what sounded like automatic gunfire. And so obviously that triggered a heavy police response. Our active shooter protocols went into place. We were happy to arrive and find that indeed it appeared to not be a legitimate call, but it took us a little bit of time to just make sure that it wasn't.
Can you give people an idea of the amount of resources that are mobilized when a call like this comes in?
Sure. So initially this morning, and it's normal when this call comes in, our patrol resources, any on-duty detectives, command staff, all of us that were on duty responded. SWAT was put on standby. If we would have had confirmed shots fired, obviously we would have called mutual aid from all of our local jurisdictions. But we had a great response this morning. Just with our on-duty resources, we were able to lock the school down, get the area locked down, and start searching inside. I'm confident that if it had been an active shooter situation, we would have resolved it very quickly.
How long did it take to clear the school?
It took, our initial contact teams went through quickly, just to ensure that it's a big school, there wasn't anyone in there with a firearm. And then we went slowly back through the school to do what we call a secondary clearance, which classroom to classroom, checking closets, and we did find students that were, you know, sheltered in place that we were able to then get out of the school.
And this is one of several calls that have come in throughout the day-to-day involving other schools. What has been the communication thus far between the Boulder Police Department and authorities in these other cities?
Sure. So we did get word after, I think ours might have been one of the first that happened this morning, and then while we were working this incident, we got word from our partners of, hey, we have one as well. We've been in constant communication with our partners at the FBI this morning. This is something they're likely going to take the lead on, but we're still figuring that out. But so we've been communicating with them. They've been kind of coordinating this because it is multi-jurisdictional.
And what are the future steps? What are the next steps now?
So the great outcome would we would be able to identify where the call came from. Don't know. I know nothing about the call at this point, but that's going to be our first step, to figure out who did this, and hopefully take proper action. There's all a myriad of charges this person could face, rightfully so. So our goal will be to now do the detective piece of this with all of our partners to try to figure out who this was and make sure they're held accountable.
And what kind of criminal penalties would be involved, and would each jurisdiction be able to bring their own charges?
Absolutely. So every jurisdiction that received this call, there's multiple felony charges, especially, and there's specific charges to educational institutions. And so it would be, if this was indeed the same person in all these jurisdictions, numerous felony charges. And potentially, if the FBI was able to substantiate federal charges, that's also on the table.
Is there anything else that listeners should know?
Just that we take all of these calls seriously. I mean, we do unfortunately get a lot of threats to different places. This one was a little bit different because the person wasn't general. It was, I'm here, I'm going to do this, and then they heard gunshots. And so we know it was alarming to everybody, but we have to treat each one of these like it is the real thing, because unfortunately it's so common. And so we're just very grateful it wasn't a substantiated call, but we do understand that, you know, it's traumatic for everybody involved. And quite frankly, in this community, these police officers, it affects them in light of King Soopers. And you know, we just had an incident Monday where a guy was firing 20 gunshots while our officers were in the area. So it's not good for anybody involved.
Thank you for the time.
All right, take care.